motivation to the people, that's the uplift. Prosperity and growth, we can discuss this. Spread the love, cause I believe in family unity and equal justice and equal opportunity. Let's make it great again, fulfill a happy vacancy. It costs you nothing, give you knowledge, here, this is free. Us together talking about it, that's the key. Bring the truth, bare facts, that's just me. Ain't gonna stop me for talking about it. Ain't gonna stop me for talking about it.
Word is bond.
Ain't gonna stop me for
talking about it. Tonight I'm gonna talk about some things.
Ain't gonna stop me.
What men of character do. When we're talking about respect, building a community, the ideas for us to help each other build and grow.
Peace and blessings, family. Welcome to the Bare Facts, Life Lessons with the Sugar Bear, where the goal is to motivate and inspire. Thank you for the check-in. The plan is not to waste your time. I'm going to be straightforward and deliberate as I pass on important happenings in the world around us. It appears as if the dust may be settling for Kyrie Irving. 45 announced he's running for president again in 2024, and Buffalo, New York had a record-breaking snowfall of around 7 feet in about 48 hours. There's a troublesome story coming out of North Carolina that is being overlooked by the major news outlets and is finally being investigated by the FBI. A 25-year-old woman from Charlotte, North Carolina, Shanquella Robinson, traveled to San Jose del Cabo, Mexico on October 28th with 6 college friends to celebrate one of their birthdays. Less than 24 hours later, she was found dead. For the last 3 weeks, her parents have been searching for answers. They feel they've only been given a runaround by authorities and conflicting stories from her friends about what led to Shanquella's death. According to her mother, Shanquella's friends told her Shanquella wasn't feeling well. She had alcohol poisoning. One of the friends went on to say they couldn't get a pulse. Her mother recalls each one of the people there was telling her a different story. Moms be knowing, and things never added up for her. Moms had just talked to Shanquella before she was going to dinner with the group. Hours later, Shanquella was no longer alive. It wasn't until her mother received an autopsy report from the Mexican Secretariat of Health that the family learned Shanquella had suffered a broken neck and cracked spine. No mention of alcohol was included in the report. According to a death certificate, her death was attributed to a severe spinal cord injury and atlas luxation, meaning her first vertebrae was loosened or detached from the base of her skull. The approximate time between injury and death was determined to be 15 minutes. The certificate also stated that Shanquella was found unconscious in the living room of a villa by the maid. A spokesperson for the villa company said the group called for help from the company's concierge, who contacted a doctor to give Shanquella CPR. She's pronounced dead at 3 p.m. that day. The spokesperson went on to say, "We are working diligently to determine the facts. It is being investigated as an isolated criminal matter that happened involving guests at a private villa located in Los Cabos. Despite being investigated as a criminal matter, the rest of the group was allowed to return home without Shanquella." This past week, a blogger from North Carolina published video footage that shows a woman attacking Shanquella. Her mother recognized the other people in the video as the people on the trip with her daughter. She also believes it was captured on the Cabo trip. The blogger said the clip was sent to him by someone's family member who was in the room that he is friends with. In the video, a woman pummels Shanquella as she tries to gain her balance. You can hear a voice off camera telling Shanquella to at least fight back. It is unclear what led to the altercation or how many people were in the room at the time. It's also unclear if anyone tried to intervene. After seeing the video, Shanquella's father said they all need to be in jail right now in Mexico and they shouldn't have been let go. To date, no arrests have been made. The office of the North Carolina's Attorney General states it is not involved in the matter. Fortunately, the FBI Charlotte Field Office has opened an investigation into Shanquella Robinson's death. No charges have been announced and authorities have not released the name of her friends. Allah, I ask that you please cover this family in their time of loss. It's incomprehensible that friends would allow a friend to get beaten away, the video shows, in Shanquella's attack. How could someone just stand by and watch, or even video such a violent act? I pray the intention of the person that sent the video to the blogger was to shed light on this horrific crime and was not in an attempt to dehumanize Shanquella for not fighting back. As a father, the video made me sick to my stomach. The FBI and Mexican authorities better get this right. Justice for Shanquella Robinson. Questions, comments on this episode, hit me up, barefacts007@yahoo.com or the Barefacts Facebook page. Until the next episode, keep a smile on your face, peace in your heart, and a sugar bear in your mind. Remember, dare to blaze your own path. It's so much fun. Peace.
This episode of the Bear Facts is powered by Buzzsprout. Executive produced by J. Will for RJW Enterprises Incorporated. Music coordinated by Icewater for Indicave Studios. The Sugar Bear is available to respond to your feedback, questions, comments, and show ideas. Use the email bearfacts007@yahoo.com. Continue to check for the Bear Facts on your favorite podcast platforms.